Welcome to another edition of the Total Daily Podcast live stream, 11 a.m. edition. I think this is the eighth one that we've done so far. I think we've all three been together for six of them.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right then.
So we did a couple by ourselves.
Yeah, we're like Bulls right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're like MJ, you guys got six.
Right? Yeah, and you're like Rodman coming in, you know.
Showing up.
Yeah,
well, just my Pistons ring is showing up.
Are you wearing... Showing up with a wearing a wedding dress and dating Madonna, which is one of those.
So
things.
How was y'all's game? How was y'all's morning been so far?
Slow,
pretty good.
Slow, Tarak.
Have you ever gotten into it with the construction guys?
Done what?
The construction guys up north or up top.
Oh no, they haven't started yet today. I'm kind of worried though. They're just gonna like bust in like halfway through.
They're sitting out in their truck with their ladder racks, just sitting in there stewing about it, probably burning a bowl. We're going to go in there and just make a ton of
money. And they took my parking spot, too. I came back from the gym yesterday, and they were like, in my parking spot.
Oh, damn right they did. They're trying to show dominance.
Wow.
Could you
they're not assigned parking spots. But, you know, like, when you have a spot, you always park it. So you kind of claim it, just like squatter's rights. And they were in it. So,
could you take them, like, if you had to?
Most of them, probably. You know, I saw a couple gray heads in there, so, you know, I figured a couple hits to the knees. But they do have tools, though, so I go in there unprepared, not knowing what to expect. And I do hear, like, a saw or something up there.
We were just talking about that. You don't mess around with people that have power tools.
One of the first stories I wanted to get in... Go ahead.
No. It's off top of a go.
All right, so one of the first stories I wanted to get into... you know, we've all heard about all the firefighters that got sick after 9/11 during the cleanup of the pile. You know, remember that big speech that John Stewart gave in front of Congress? Did you ever see that?
Yes, I did.
No.
Well, here in Orange County, they had replaced or made this bill for firefighters to protect them against certain types of cancer and stuff. And there is three people off of this one hazardous fire crew that have all died of cancer, and they're in the Orange County government is not taking care of them. So let's play a little bit of that audio.
Every time somebody died, it got worse for him.
Veteran firefighter Eric Sienna always felt it was just a matter of time that cancer would catch up to him.
He thought he was next in line.
Yeah.
Sienna was part of Orange County Fire's Heavy Rescue Squad 3. On April 19th, 2006, the team responded to a burning warehouse packed with barrels clearly marked hazardous waste and toxic.
He talked about the water making it worse and that the water was turning green.
And how did it affect the protective gear they had on?
After they were done, they were taking it off and it was falling apart.
Stop it there, man.
So the stuff was so hazardous. Mm-hmm. It was eating through their firefighter. I was going to say costumes, but their uniform, you know, the stuff that is supposed to protect you from fire, it was coming apart.
And this is the stuff they dropped from the plane, correct? Or what chemicals are they talking about? Because
this is in Orlando.
From the warehouse.
Yeah, this is in Orlando. I brought up the fact that the 9/11 people got sick as well, too, from cancer and the asbestos and stuff up there. And Ron DeSantis ended up passing a law, you know, protecting these people from certain types of cancer. And they're not doing anything about it. I think they gave them like $20,000.
What was the potential cancer from the warehouse? This guy died of brain cancer. Oh, damn.
Yeah. Let's get back into the story. It gives more of the information.
That call back on 2006 lost their lives to cancer.
You could link them all back to this fire.
Eric was the last. He was just 46. On September 21st, 15 years after that call.
This marks their final call.
Eric Sienna's name was included among 18 fallen firefighters honored in Tallahassee.
Danger lies in the profession in many forms.
Cause of death, brain cancer.
It's not
now,
fair.
Is there any firefighter hate? Like, you know, last year it was like, you know, let's defund the police. You can't hate the firefighters. And if I'm just being honest, my father-in-law, when I was married, was a firefighter. And it's just a big boys clubhouse. You know, like some of them won't even be working. They'll be like sitting around playing cards and some of the best food. Like they got one guy in there that knows how to cook. And it's just a fun time. And I'm pretty sure that they would bring women. Don't you think they bring women back to the firehouse?
Oh, yeah. I think slide down the pole.
I think women would just show up there. But what about the great stories about firefighters? Like some of the building didn't get burned and then some of the things go missing that were, you know, in the building.
Ooh, what's this?
The fire accidentally got them. You know, they did that too. Especially back in the day. Now, maybe not so much, but when you could have lifted a few items from a store that partially burned, I bet they did.
What if you were a cop? Would you be tempted, maybe take a stack off some drug money that you found every once in a while?
Didn't you watch the Michael Dowd documentary they did about he was a cop in New York and he was running around ripping off drug dealers? And that's basically what he did. And he was providing protection for him. So anytime that somebody would start building up another crew, the guys that he worked for, he would go and bust them all. The one guy would tell him and he would go bust them out. So he had it coming at both ends.
I always want to be a CI.
You look like one.
Hey, you got anything for sale?
Yeah. Tuttle does ask some weird questions.
Any illegal narcotics on you?
You know, we're just for some hair on. I'm like, what the?
Are you a cop? Nah, I'm not a cop.
No, I just
are you cool, Tuttle?
Yes, I'm cool, man.
You're supposed to tell us if you're a cop or not, legally. By law.
Or we can kill you.
We've never heard you say that.
I was with a certain friend over in Tampa, and we went to go visit one of his friends, and they were smoking wax, and I didn't feel like smoking because I was driving that day, and he was like, if you don't smoke this, you're a cop. Like and I was like, oh, okay, I guess I got to now, because they look like...
Actually, I'm a firefighter.
Was it a pretty gruesome bunch that you were with, that you... wax?
And the guy was pretty serious. Like, if you don't smoke this, you're a cop.
Well, hey, nobody's going to turn down free stuff. I would have already been hitting it.
But I was driving, though.
Everybody drives.
Yeah, you got to flip it on yourself. You got to be like, I feel like a cop would say that. You know what I mean?
You're trying to trick me like a heat reversal.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the stuff? Why are you pushing it on me so hard?
Exactly.
Is this wax laced with fentanyl?
Isn't that what's big right now?
From Baltimore to Kokomo.
Isn't that like what's big right now? Everything being laced with
fentanyl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. All right, let's get back into this story.
Christy Sienna served as a paramedic with Orange County Fire for 16 years. That's where they met.
He wanted me to get out of the fire service. He didn't want to.
Because he was banging another chick on the side, probably. He didn't want you being around.
To a state law, she says, has already left too many firefighters behind.
They put their health and safety at risk. They get sick. We have an obligation as a society to take care of them.
Maitland attorney Jeff Bickler filed 2 workers' compensation claims with Orange County Fire Rescue. Both were denied. The county arguing Eric Sienna's death was due to a personal medical condition, not his job.
The law is not clear.
These lawyers are so goddamn disgusting sometimes. Like they find a way. And now like to have 3 people on that same crew that ended up, you know, passing away because of cancer, the stuff ate their uniforms off of them, their protective gear. I mean, if it's doing that, of course it's got to be linked.
Yeah, that's like in Armed and Dangerous when they get sent to that patrol out in the wasteland and those guys are all falling apart because of the toxic waste.
Could you imagine? It's like in that RoboCop movie. Remember where he falls into the toxic waste?
That's the best. Kurtwood Smith hits him with the car, the SUX 3000 or whatever the heck it was.
That Chernobyl documentary?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching it the other day with the whole like elephant split thing, with like all the
It's the deadliest thing in the world. They said like if you're just around it for more than like 10 seconds, you're going to die of cancer. Like you're going to start vomiting up.
Yeah. It was like, it's crazy because the pictures they had, they said, I think a couple of guys that took pictures are all dead. Like they took pictures of like, like the lump or clump, whatever it was.
Have tours around the town around the town now though? You can't go to where the actual thing happened, but there are people going and like into those old buildings and stuff.
Well, they just put a new coffin over the top of it. They call it a sarcophagus or whatever that they put on top of it.
Temple.
Should cuddle coffagus. We're gonna silence them.
But this thing, they're saying that this thing is going to, they're gonna have to build another one because this stuff's never gonna go away. Like the half-life of of this nuclear stuff is like a, I don't know, like 10,000 years or something.
It's good. It's to like know a little corp this big.
Yeah, it's good to know that we have a plan for this. It's called wait and see. We're just gonna wait and see what happens. Somebody will figure out what to do with it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's finish this up.
Part of the problem.
As written, Senate Bill 426, signed into law by Governor DeSantis in 2019, provides financial compensation for full-time firefighters diagnosed with any of 21 forms of cancer, including brain cancer.
This is just really shameful, the way this is playing out.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I didn't mean to get all serious.
No, it sounds like they don't want to pay out at all, and then it's going to be another big fight, and the settlements are only going to be maybe a quarter of what they should be.
Yeah, so and then the attorneys
screwed over,
and the attorneys are going to get their cut.
Oh absolutely, yeah. They're getting their cut first before anybody will see any of this money. They'll somehow be paid, and on to the next case.
And all they all died.
Yeah, the three of them out of the crew ended up dying, but I think they said there's over 13 in the state of Florida that have died from cancer from like these hazardous materials that they show up to fight the fires.
And one ended up getting super strength.
Oh, that'd be badass, like Daredevil.
But he looks like the Hulk, but he looks like he also has Bell's palsy, so only half his face works.
Well, like a superhero JR from the WWE.
Oh my God, Kang. I'm not making fun of JR.
Yeah. He's got a great barbecue sauce here.
He does. Well, the man knows barbecue.
The next story. Sirach, what is one of the coolest ways you've ever seen somebody propose, you know, to a chick?
Propose?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Have you ever thought about how you're going to do it? Have you ever thought how you're going to do it?
Wait, who said I was going to propose anything?
You did, right now.
No, I mean, I think the cool ones are like kind of like the flyovers, you know.
Well, I'm glad that you...
What about those people that they stopped on the freeway a few years back and they caused an accident?
What?
It was like, it was in like 2011. I'm going to have to pull the story up and we'll save that for another day. But these people, the guy got out, stopped his truck in the middle of the thing, got out, proposed to the chick, and apparently cars crashed behind him and it killed some people and they ended up going to jail for it. So.
Well,
as a couple? As husband and wife.
It's funny that you bring up flyover because I don't even know. I didn't tell you anything about this story, but do we have the happened? Audio? This happened up in Canada.
Board investigators are examining every possible scenario that caused this plane to be a shell of what it once was, resulting in the death of the only passenger and injuring the pilot.
The first point we have is those trees. The second row of trees here, we can see the branches are broken and the impact marks. So we're starting with this.
According to authorities, the Cessna 172 airplane was towing a banner that read, "Chantel, will you marry me?" Before
guilty.
Now, Chantel, that's definitely an African American name, right?
No, Chantel. I know Chantel. That's white. Yeah, I think that's more
really.
White than, yeah,
I don't know about that, man.
Maybe Chantel.
Maybe they're mispronouncing it. You don't know. But what about the passenger? The passenger died. The pilot survived.
Yeah.
Was the guy the passenger?
I don't know. I can't. They really don't go into a lot of the details. Do you think the pilot was like, screw this, I'm putting it down on his side, not
jumping
mine.
Out of here, eh? And he just whooped
had a
right
parachute.
Out.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get back into some more of the details.
For reporting difficulties and crashing in Dieppe Park next to De La Concorde Bridge around 6 p.m. Saturday night. Police are still searching for the missing marriage proposal banner. Gavilet says if a pilot runs into difficulties, the banner can be released from inside the plane.
The banner is not here, so...
Okay, wait, can we stop? Like,
you cannot find the banner.
He said no. Yeah.
Why is he, like, Irish?
Well, like, you drop the banner. He's flying, like, over a major highway. What if this banner just drops? You're driving out of nowhere, and it's like, will you marry me, Chantel? And then you can't see. And you
just, right over the window. Like, covering the whole car. I love how a man is dead and all they're worrying about is where's the banner at? We can't find the banner.
We've got a lot of those banners cost a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. They were going to just rip off Chantel and have it back in the air within.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you guys, is this marriage doomed now? Like, if you're the dude, do you just kind of like, you know, I'm out. That's a sign.
If someone dies, then this marriage is doomed. If your proposal causes death,
The pilot dies, it's doomed. If the guy that's with him, passenger, dies, I think you may be good to go.
Yeah. If that proposal dies, I think the marriage is over.
But I've seen those little prop planes all over down in South Florida carrying the little signs and stuff. How crazy would it be to just to look up and see one that's a marriage one and then it just take a turn for the worst and go down like that? But it was in the woods, so of course, you know, nobody really saw it. It was if it happens in Canada, did it really happen?
I don't think so.
No.
Shell of a plane. They're making up stories.
All right, let's get back.
It's been released at some point, and the pilot attempted to land in whatever space he
could. According to La Presse, the airplane belongs to aerial advertising company Aerogram. Global News contacted Aerogram's owner, but he did not reply to our request for comment.
Hell no, you don't say anything. No.
Yeah.
These charges are fake. You know he's French.
Yeah, and I bet that plane has not been checked up at all.
No.
Oh,
no maintenance.
No, it was as busted out as you could come. It was the company.
Do they wear parachutes?
I would.
I would too, especially
the pilot.
Yeah, well,
I don't know if they technically wear them, but you got to imagine too that this plane is like a company vehicle that nobody wants to take. It's the crappy one that always has like a quarter of a tank of gas. Nobody knows if it's going to start right. There may be a tire flat. They avoid it at any cost, and it's the one that went down probably.
And they get into the story about how low he was flying. So I don't even know if a parachute would have helped them.
What was he doing? Stunts?
Nah, he's probably doing drugs. That was a drug plane.
He was double. Oh, what about that?
That's a great cover.
Oh,
and then pilot survived. You got to get some answers out of him. Is he shackled to a bed or a hospital bed right now? Nobody knows. Maybe he was dropping a kilo of the good stuff. Or a couple.
Chantel doesn't even exist.
No, Chantel's made up. There's no African Americans in Canada, really. There can't be. 30
kilos over the border. Just put the sign up this.
Yeah. Just fly it over real quick. Do it low. Nobody will notice.
It's a bad day for flying.
This aviation expert says the crash could have been caused by a number of factors, including flying at a low altitude underneath Saturday's rain cloud.
The ceilings were really, really low. We're talking about 1,200 feet ceiling.
That's not anything
below 1,500 feet is considered pretty low.
It's considered death, apparently.
Yeah.
It's called tree level. And that's what he hit, a few of them on the way down.
1,500 feet, some buildings are, you know, taller than that.
Well, they got the most out of their ad, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, nobody's going to hire them again. Can't even find the
banner. Maybe they'll even get more hiring. Maybe it'll be like when junkies find out that another one died off of stuff, so they all rush to it. Oh, the people are dying from it. I got to get that plane.
Let's test this out.
Oh, man. Furniture Row or something will be going after him soon for flying over ads. How could you not? They crashed.
No, it's Canada, man. You can't get in trouble in Canada.
Oh, they're all over the place in Daytona Beach during spring break and bike week. And they're all over the place in Florida.
They are in Florida a lot. That's why I'm saying I would love to see one of those go down where you could actually see it.
Right in the beach, right into the ocean. Man.
I mean, I hope nobody gets hurt, but
somebody will get hurt.
Oh, yeah. If it's as long as it crashes into a lifeguard tower and takes one of those,
this type of flying.
Dawes says it puts pressure on the pilot to maneuver the plane below a certain level, especially if they are towing a banner that needs to be visible from the ground.
My guess would be maybe some kind of mechanical issue at low altitude, and he just ran out of options.
The Transportation Safety Board will be taking the plane to its lab in Ottawa. From there, investigators will analyze what's left of the wreckage to find out what exactly went wrong. Olivia O'Malley, Global News, Montreal.
Is this like a car accident where somebody's going to be charged with something? Or
I don't think so.
I mean, they still have to use resources to go out there and pick up this busted up plane and the pilot that's still alive and the burned up body or whatever. Nobody said to the plane, well, obviously it must have caught on fire because that's what happens.
Right.
P-test as soon as you crash. Like, do they
automatically?
Draw blood. I would think they would take a blood sample right there, wouldn't they? when they get to the hospital or something.
Even before that, right? He's on the beach still laying there. Just don't move, sir. Just drawing blood out of his arm.
They got to do something. I mean, they have to. There's insurance people that are at play, and you know those vicious wolves will want to try to not have to pay anything out. So
yes, true.
I bet the pilot ends up getting screwed, and he wishes he was the guy that died in the plane.
But where is the banner? That's all that matters. The banner?
That was a good banner.
Yeah.
R.I.P. banner. Didn't all make right. it.
So today when I was out on my morning walk and run, it's near the boat ramp here at the park next. And I always see this guy with this big ass water tank just drop the trailer into the water and suck up and fill up this big, humongous, mm-hmm. probably like 500 gallon tank with water out of the river right here. And today, like, I had to run to the store and I finally saw him and saw where he went to. What do you think that he's doing with that water, if you guys had to guess?
Dumper water. Mm-hmm. It's for poopers.
I think he has like a little fake mini pool that he fills up.
No, not this water. Not this water. Yeah,
this water is heavily trafficking.
Yeah, no. I found out that he's getting water and taking it to the bait store to keep the shrimp and everything alive. The live shrimp. Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay. At least he's not serving it to people just to, no. you know, bait.
I know. The back of the bait store is actually a restaurant.
Yeah.
On the back.
Find out that he's using it in the gumbo, then that's not good.
We'll take the shrimp. One second.
Yeah. I've always wondered why their shrimp die so quickly, because you got to think about that's where the boats come in. They're idling. You know, there's probably some that are leaking oil and stuff.
Some, let's be honest. There's quite a Florida few boats. That are probably leaking oil.
Some of their motors don't even have covers on the top of them.
No, it's just anything goes out there. It's literally Mad Max of the sea. It's
Before we go, I want to play this last story. It's another one. I mean, it's running rampant. Is it now because of social media, or kids just can't keep their mouth shut?
Kids can't keep their mouth shut.
Well, because there were two more teachers down in South Florida that were caught having sex with their students.
Uh-oh.
31-year-old Brittany Lopez Murray hid behind her attorney.
Ooh, guilty.
Knees yeah, and under a blanket as she walked out of jail Tuesday on charges she had sex with.
Yeah, she's obviously guilty. And she's underneath a blanket. That's always a good look.
Hey, I got to look up a picture.
Wait, was Brittany she good Lopez? Looking? Did you watch the...
I did. Her mugshot, not so great, but like if you see some of her like pictures where she's done up, yeah. I mean, come on. When you're a teenager, you wouldn't be that picky, miniskirt. Would you?
No, not really.
That's with a 14-year-old former student, a relationship that police say began in August and ended 2 months later with the victim's sister and his father finding explicit text messages and photos between the two.
Why is the sister going through his phone? That's what I want to know.
Must have been a younger sister or something like that. He must have been like the older brother or something.
Yeah.
Younger
sibling. You got any games on your phone?
I'm going to use your phone. Mine's charging. Oh, what's this? What's sexting? This?
Is this Mrs. Lopez?
Is this a nipple?
And you got to wait until you hear some of the interviews that they do with some of the people.
Or a tuna sandwich.
Dad, come in here. Roast beef sandwich. Like a picture. Yeah, it looks like a picture.
Dad, come in here.
Yes, Arby's.
Leave me alone.
Arby's roast beef. It's a 5 for $5 deal.
Yeah, it's nothing. That's a coupon. It's a digital coupon.
My brother really loves Arby's.
Give me that phone real quick. I'm going to go lock myself in a room. Tell your mom I'm busy.
There's hair in my sandwich.
Yeah, he's like, what is that? You got to send that back if that's what they're serving you.
New topic.
No unsupervised contact with minors.
Absolutely. At Hialeah Middle School, where Lopez Murray was the rookie teacher of the year in 2017.
Wait, we're giving out rookie of the year now for teachers? Like it's the NBA or something?
Yeah, I'd like to know who was comeback teacher of the year. He was out all last year with an appendix bursting.
Her grades per semester.
That's why, and again, why do these teachers have to bang their students? There's plenty of single people running around. Are you really like that desperate that you want to get it on with somebody who's under? Look at, I look like I'm underage. Use me. I'm not going to tell anybody. You can tell, pretend that I'm a goddamn kid for a
while. Well, the kid could be like LeBron James looking, though. I mean, he looks like a grown adult in high school.
You know that, well, a lot of these people aren't doing it in high school, though. They're banging like middle schoolers.
Middle school. Yeah, but hey, Charlie, do you remember over in Tampa, the chick that was going around banging and doing all types of stuff with this one student? And she was married at the time. As a husband, how do you got to feel like if you find out your chick is hooking up with like middle school, high school kids?
Well, you're glad that she's in jail. That's probably the first thing. And you're taking everything while she's there and moving in the middle of the night. That's what I would do. The papers would be the only thing left in the house with my name on them already signed. And I would have taken everything and wiped it out and left.
That's now, crazy. You remember the chick in Tampa? The chick in Tampa did not even go to jail. Remember, her defense was, I'm too pretty to go to jail.
Well, it was a good defense.
She has a point.
She was. If she was busted, you can't use that defense.
And that's, she wasn't like Eileen Wuornos or anything.
Yeah, it turns out her husband is 16 years old anyway.
Those are the ones that you're just like, oh, man. I mean,
how horny, speaking of Eileen Wuornos, how horny were these guys back in the day? Because this was the ugliest bitch that's ever. And the thing is that they got one of the most gorgeous actors to play Eileen Wuornos, Charlize Theron. And it was just bad, man. But like, man, some of the guys in Florida must have been horny as hell.
Well, you should know.
Well, I definitely wouldn't have picked her up.
Like a group. Group poop.
Like, I tried to pick her up, but she wouldn't let me. She didn't. Yeah.
She had already ran out of bullets. She was out of ammo, because that's what she would do. Like, she would, like, because, like, you are very vulnerable when you're having sex acts done to you, correct? Like,
well, yeah. You're in the nude. It's not like you are, usually it's on a bed, so there's not a lot of stuff around.
No,
really,
these are all in the woods.
These
killers were all in the woods. Yeah.
Doing it in the woods, you got to watch out for stuff there.
Gators.
All right.
We're on the tunnel photo now.
Well, I know, because somebody's trying to call me, and
I like when it goes to the tunnel photo. Reporting live.
You should have seen his other photo. His glamour shot.
Yeah, was it better?
It was just bad.
This would be a good one if you had to do a news profile. This is tunnel on the scene. Tunnel on your side. Why don't you start doing tunnel on your side?
I don't understand why this happens. Like, people call, I just got to start pinning the do not disturb.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Or airplane.
Yeah,
God, man.
I should be back now. Can you hear me? Baby.
Yep. Yeah, see you here. Okay.
All right, let's finish the story.
Allegations gave them pause.
Pero no pierdo, ¿cómo decirle? La confianza en los maestros, porque no todos son iguales.
It doesn't make teachers any less, because not all teachers are the same, a parent said, according to police.
She said, loosely translated, I'm pretty sure she effed that child, and something to that effect.
Well, teaching is teaching, right?
The victim detailed how Lopez Murray took him out to breakfast, picked him up from basketball practice, and kept in contact during summer break.
You're right, little Bron Jr.
Quote, yep. During summer vacation, the defendant sent him a long text message where she expressed her feelings.
Did he say long or something else? I think he said long. I hope so.
Towards him and how she felt about him. The victim said he replied back and also expressed his feelings towards her.
We were saying in school, like, that was a bad thing, that the bad choice that the teacher did. It was like, if somebody, like, if that kept on going, it would lead to bad things.
If you have sex with the teacher, they
is
will.
Is your camera frozen, or is it just on my end?
Yeah, no, it is frozen. You're fine now. He's fine now. Yeah,
it's like you're reporting from Baghdad or something out in the desert.
Coming in for shit, shells going off.
Well, they have been doing a lot of flyovers from the base lately for some reason. So I don't know what the hell's going on.
Across town, in an unrelated case, police arrested another teacher. 36-year-old Daniel Fernandez.
Guilty.
Now, this is a guy. Now,
yeah,
there,
eighth grade teacher. Come on. I mean, yeah. Are
there,
you going to go
double
into
standard.
What I think gonna, exactly.
No,
there should be.
Well, I mean, there is a big difference. It's still wrong is wrong. I mean, I don't know. Like,
no, it is still a crime.
What if they're 18?
You can understand more. This is eighth grade. This dude's banging eighth graders. You can't be doing that.
Is it wrong, though, if the teacher is banging, like, a senior that's 18, but still in school?
Still can't do that.
Well,
yeah, but is it wrong?
I mean, there is people that have been held back. Is it wrong? It's probably morally, yes. Legally, probably not. As long as they're not doing anything in the school, I would think, you know.
All right. Okay.
I would think that that would look a lot better to other people than, you know, this dude, obviously, whatever Hernandez, banging eighth graders.
At Jesus Renaissance Christ. Charter Middle School in Doral, police say he kissed and fondled a 14-year-old last school year. All right, so Lopez Murray did not want to talk, and a knock at the house that came back to Fernandez
went unanswered. And a knock at the house of Fernandez came back unanswered.
They always do that. I don't know why.
Is there anybody that ever wants to talk?
No. And the people that do usually put their foot in their mouth. That's why they do. How can you get away? You got to have somebody craft a statement for you on that. You just can't come out there with guns ablaze and you're going to say something.
That is lying.
Yeah, that never happened. She's got photos. Maybe it did.
Get the hell out of my yard.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I do have an interview that I got coming up that I gotta get ready for. But
What interview? Can you slap that on us?
I'm interviewing. Well, maybe you can give me some good questions. It's a woman that's a bartender, pretty hot.
Okay.
And she wrote a book called Just the Tip. Okay. You know,
My fantasy football team name is Just the Ship. Get it? Because it's Tom Brady on my team.
Oh, by the way, I accidentally erased the tickets that you sent me. I think
you
erased them.
Once you erase them, they're in ticket purgatory.
No, I can log on to Ticketmaster. Like, I didn't download them yet. You see what I'm saying? I accepted them.
I can resend them to you.
Okay. All right. Man, I felt bad because I ran out of storage. I had Gmail for 20 years and it finally ran out of storage and I just mass deleted everything. I was like, oh, crap. I had some Bucks tickets for this weekend's game.
What's your inbox at? What's the number?
What I had like 20,000 emails.
Oh, dude, I'm at 39,687.
Oh, they always, there's a joke there that I can't think of right now. But just a tip. And is there any like questions I can ask her? Like, would it be wrong? Like, if I asked her, like, if she's ever hooked up with anybody, a customer? No.
She's a bartender.
Yeah,
well,
she's a bartender.
Yeah, she definitely is hooked up with plenty.
You think?
I mean, don't tell her I said that, but I'm pretty sure she has.
Yeah, you're going to find a nice way of asking her if she's loose.
Well, I mean, if she is writing a book called Just the Tip, I think that, you know, she's, you know,
She could be referring to tips as a bartender.
But you know what? You know what that means, though, yes, right? Sure. Come on.
I've never had that problem, you know, I've never been a bartender. You've never been a bartender either.
No, I haven't. Amateur bartender.
No.
Oh yeah. I'd be the worst. The recovering alcoholic working at a bar.
That's going to be the first Tuttle Daily podcast live stream event is going to be Tuttle playing amateur bartender for people.
Yeah.
It'll all be non-alcoholic stuff.
No, it's all going to be like out of plastic bottles because that's what I used to drink, like Rick and Rare. Yeah, pop off. That's the stuff we're serving at our bar.
At least it's good to know that you're not drinking that rot gut crap anymore. Pop off. Rich and Rare is called a few things up here. It's called Reservation Romance, and it's called another name that I don't think I can say on here.
Pop off is like instead of bottom shelf. Pop off is like in the basement. Like
There's actually a worse vodka than Pop Off up here. It's called Lewis and Clark Vodka, and it's slightly cheaper than Pop Off.
Does it got a picture of Sacagawea?
It should have. Yeah, make you see Sacagawea. It had a picture of them in a canoe on the front of it, and it was god awful.
Oh man.
I drank a lot of it in high school because it was cheap, and that's all that the homeless people would buy for you. This is what they
all drink. All right, guys, follow Charlie Alamo on Twitter at Real Lame Charlie and follow Ciroc at Ciroc the Mic. He's the host of the Weekly Review podcast. Tell people how they can find it.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Facebook. Type in the Weekly Review. I know I'm shortening it, but I said that yesterday, though.
All right, guys, I appreciate everything and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Good luck with just the tip. I mean,
all right, man. Bye.
That too.